This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Barbara Bogave. It's one thing to talk money with the people you've known your whole life, and it's quite another to tackle this subject with a spouse who grew up in a whole different culture and political climate. You might not speak the same money language. To get some perspective on this, we asked our Facebook friends to tell us about their experiences making financial decisions with spouses from different ethnic or religious backgrounds. This struck a nerve with Elizabeth in Philadelphia. 13 years ago, she married Misha, who grew up in Soviet Russia. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi.
And Meg Favreau joins us as well. She's the senior editor of the personal finance website Wisebread. Welcome back to the show, Meg.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, Elizabeth, tell us about your money clashes with Misha. What don't you folks agree on?
He doesn't seem to want to sit down with me and come up with a budget. I've sort of taken it upon myself to come up with a budget, but when one person is thinking about a budget and then the other person is not, it doesn't work very well.
And what do you think about his background would lead him to shy away from a household budget?
I think it could be that growing up in this sort of maybe protected environment, he said that life was very sort of dreamlike there, and people really, it was very stress-free when it came to thinking about finances and mortgages, and well, there weren't any mortgages. I grew up watching my parents bounce their checkbook, you know, get into it about money. And I get this sense that everything was taken care of by either the state or his mother mostly.
Oh, interesting. And do you think he's expecting you to kind of take on that role?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know that there's no such thing as a stay-at-home mother in Russia. The women both work and hold down the home and children.
So he thinks you have plenty of time to do this, and you're a stay-at-home
and
mom?
Plenty of energy.
Right, right. I'm getting a good sense of what's going on here. Okay, well, Meg, this is the American experience here,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is the main problem that so many couples have. But so would you say that you have like a lot of shared goals and values?
I would say that we definitely have a lot of shared values. I'm not sure really what our goals are at this point. I mean, we have our, you know, we're raising our children. We have this, or he has this business, and I help him a little bit with that, but it's mostly him.
So what is the hardest issue then? Is it getting him just to talk about this stuff?
Yeah, exactly. I would say it's the lack of conversation mostly.
I think that the first thing that you should do is you guys should make a time, get a babysitter, sit down, and have just a very frank conversation about money. And it shouldn't be a conversation about the nitty-gritty every day, the grocery budget, things like that. It should be a conversation that's about your life goals and your values and what you want to be doing with that sort of stuff. And so I think that maybe if you approached it from this direction, you started the conversation with, all right, here we are. We're obviously in this relationship, we love each other a lot. What are we trying to do with money? And then once you've kind of had that overarching conversation, then you can get down more into the nitty-gritty stuff, the day-to-day budget.
Well, Meg, should Elizabeth really address some of these deep-seated cultural differences that they have? You know, Misha's past experience and how she grew up and what her parents did, or would that just cloud the waters?
I think it's an important thing to discuss, but it's important to discuss it in the context of understanding and both getting him to understand where you're coming from and you understanding where he's coming from. Because anytime that anybody thinks they should change the way somebody else is thinking, it just makes me cringe a little bit. And I'm not saying that's what you were trying to do, but that's one of the hardest things to do.
That way lies madness.
Yeah, exactly. So really, it's about understanding where he's coming from, him understanding where you're coming from, and then finding ways to compromise so you can reach these goals that you're both trying to reach.
Meg, maybe this is an example of a conversation that never ends and shouldn't end in a marriage. It's something you revisit, and maybe you make like a weekly budgeting family meeting.
Yeah, it very much needs to be ongoing, but also it's a conversation that you should structure the time for so it doesn't seep into other parts of your life. Because it's very, very easy for any argument that you have with a loved one to suddenly become an argument about money when it wasn't one.
Well, Elizabeth, thanks so much for calling in, too.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Good luck. Meg Favreau is a senior editor of the personal finance website Wisebread, and thank you also for your sound advice.
Thank you so much for having me.